Brother Michael, would you put our subject on the board? Am I supposed to wear this? While he's doing that, why, let's ask the Lord to bless us. Our Father, which is in heaven, thank you for the blessings of this year. As we're at the eve of Thanksgiving, help us to have thankful hearts. Bless us in this attempt to give this message tonight. Holy Spirit, we need you. So we ask, Lord, that you will bless us. In Jesus' name. Amen. The title is Good News. Good News. Thank you. In today's world of different sources of information and news, there are a number of ways to get news. You can turn on the radio. People that have televisions can turn on their TVs. Those who have access for internet can get news off of the internet. There's a lady in the home there at the Golden Rule. She likes someone to read her the news. There's magazines. And perhaps word of mouth. Ways to get news. There is a station in Los Angeles, California, where Monday through Friday, primarily it is a news station. Of course, they have commercials. But there are different ways to get news. If you listen to the news regularly, for a length of time, you will probably hear something, or you could hear something that would affect you negatively. So, not long ago, I was wanting to know something, and I turned on my radio to get the information, and what I heard was very disappointing to me. And it had a negative effect. So, there is a lot of bad things happening that could be considered bad news. In Numbers, the 13th chapter, it tells of how an evil report affected the congregation of the people of God. And we'll start reading in Numbers, the 13th chapter, 25th verse. This is after Moses had dispatched these 12 spies to go over and view what was in the land of Canaan, and they come back with their report. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shew them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We come unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Anakites dwell in the land of the south. So they got a view of the south part. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. So they found out that that was who was living in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. So they got a look at what was happening there. And they got the chance to speak first. And Caleb stilled the people. They got excited. And have you ever noticed after a service how noise can start when people start talking to each other? And it's can get pretty loud. Well, can you imagine how many was in this congregation? Hundreds of thousands? Can you imagine what their reaction was and how they were voicing different things, and it was probably kind of chaotic. And I don't know how long it took Caleb to still the people so he could speak before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up a good report, evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land, though which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature, and there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in their sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Now, here's a situation where God had promised these people the land in which was spied out. And 12 men were sent over there to look it over. And 10 of them come back with an evil report. 2 of them come back with a good report. The 10 was the ones that did not see victory through the eyes of faith. They were looking at it from a human standpoint. And they brought back this humanistic view that we're like grasshoppers. And so the people was swayed by the 10, instead of by the two of the good report. Can you imagine all these hundreds of thousands of people crying, and they lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night? Can you imagine what that was like? I have been at years ago, at a football game, and they get kind of noisy. And in gymnasiums and basketball, they, in an enclosed gymnasium, you could probably, but you can't comprehend perhaps what it would be like for these hundreds of thousands of people lifting up their voice and crying. It was probably a very depressive time to hear and see what was going on. But these 10 spies had brought back the bad, what they saw as bad, and it had a profound effect on these people, and they cried with a loud voice. They lifted up their voice and they were crying. As a result of this negative report, the older men and women died in the wilderness. You see what evil reports can produce, the consequences? They died in the wilderness. They wandered around and finally died. The 10 spies that brought the evil report died in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb, who brought back the good report, died in the land of promise, Canaan land. So you see, bad news can have a very profound effect on us emotionally if our emotions are involved. But as that is, good news can also have effect on individuals in a positive way. When Jesus' birth was announced to some lowly shepherds, and shepherds were not in the high occupational field in that day. And God wanted to let them shepherds know, though. And so they were the ones that was to have the first news. And it tells about that in the second chapter of Luke, 8th verse. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now listen to what happened, their reaction to this good tidings. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go. See, that got something motivated in them. This news is good news. Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. This was exciting news to these lowly shepherds. They must have been God-fearing men. And they was maybe looking for the Messiah to come. And of course, they did not expect what was happening right before their eyes, and listening to what they were hearing. And after it was over, there was excitement. Let's go now. I don't know who took care of the sheep after they left their flocks. They probably didn't have shepherd assistants that was able to take over, but they left them. Let's go now. And they was excited. Even unto Bethlehem, and see the things which come to pass, which the Lord hath made known. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And I don't see anywhere where the angels told them just where to go. You know, anybody know that they had to make some effort, and it was a busy time, and there was lots of people in Bethlehem coming there to pay to Caesar. But whatever time it took, they searched until they found him. The good news affected them to the point that they wanted to find this. And can you imagine how the sight of those angels lingered on in their mind? And maybe when there were old men, they could remember. We got the first news. We got the good news first. And we got to go get the first look at the Messiah, the Christ, who was born to take away the sins of the world. They got in on that, and angel scene and the good tidings, the good news, the Savior's been born. It probably was forever stamped in their memory. Well, they didn't stop after they got that first look at Jesus. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the sayings which were told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherd. Now this was so good that they got to see these angels, and they got to go find Mary and Joseph and the baby, and they couldn't hold it. It was such good news, they couldn't hold it. And what did they do? They started telling it. The good news. They told it, and they told it, and they told it, and people got to know the Savior has been born. They had a positive effect upon them from the good news that was told to them by the angels, and others was benefited. Well, there's another time after the cruel beatings and spittings and hittings that Jesus endured and then nailed to the cross, put in the tomb. There was probably a heavy depression that invaded the hearts of the believers to have witnessed the miracles that he performed. The seeing the blind eyes opened, the sea calmed in a turbulent time, the dead raised to life, the devils cast out of a man. To have beheld those things, some of them, the disciples, they were probably shook up, sad. And two of them was walking, of the followers of Christ on the road to Emmaus, and they were so sad, downhearted, depressed. We had thought he was the one. We had trusted. Did it sound like they lost some faith? We had. Put it in past tense. We had trusted. No wonder they were sad. When you lose some faith, does it affect you? Well, a lot of them didn't realize that after this bad, there was going to be some good news. And it tells about it in Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now it's 27. And when the morning was come, we go over here to the 28th chapter. It tells who come. It was the two Marys. They come to the sepulcher where Jesus' body, after his brutal treatment, was laid. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here. Now here's three of the best, wonderfulest, greatest words in the whole Bible. These three words. He is risen. Don't you know that was good news? To these women? Here they were so devoted to Jesus and loved him so dearly. And he was so brutally treated. And to hear and to see him put away, but to hear those words, he isn't here. He's risen. Three of the greatest words, the best news, three of the best words of best news ever spoken. Another angel. It had a good effect, a positive effect on these sisters. And go quickly. Don't keep this good news to yourself, sisters. And tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him. lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly. This news quickened them. They didn't drag around. They departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and with great joy. Oh, he's alive. And did run. They were very affected by this good news. They run. Wouldn't that be something to see these two sisters striking out running? To bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, oh, this was so wonderful. Good news. He's risen. Have you heard any bad news in 2012? Anybody here heard any bad news in 2012? Well, I'm going to share some good news. Some good things has happened in 2012. Jesus has saved some souls. One man that I know of, I don't know how many years he had an addiction to marijuana. Married man with children. And one time in his marriage, he left his wife and children, the ones that were still at home. His wife talked like that he spent time with what she called his friends. Man in his 40s probably. He attended a camp meeting, but he didn't get saved. But the Wednesday night after the camp meeting, I was in a prayer meeting, and the good news come. A sister had got word that this man had got saved that night, that evening, in prayer meeting. I recently talked to one of the sisters in the congregation, and she said he's a new creature. Good news in 2012. And he wanted to be baptized. They don't have a baptistry there, but he went to where they have a swimming pool. And he went under. That's not all the good news that's happened in 2012. A woman, a mother, a wife. I don't know how many attempts that she had made prior to this time, kneeling at the altar. It didn't last. We were at a camp meeting. It was an afternoon service. Sister preached, and there was the opportunity for anyone to come. And this lady, she may have had pants on. But anyway, she made her way to the altar. God did something for her. And the congregation where she is had talked to the sister. And she talked like she's on fire. She's on fire.
Thank the Lord.
Not all bad news in 2012, saints.
Amen.
God is still working.
Thank the Lord.
He hadn't forgot about us down here.
Amen.
I was in a camp meeting, and a sister, a woman there, had been mistreated by her brother. And she had unforgiveness. deep-rooted. I don't know how long this unforgiveness she carried around. But God broke the power of that unforgiveness. This happened in 2012, folks. Broke the power of that unforgiveness. She went to that brother, blood brother, and she ended up in his arms. God's still alive. God's still working. Regardless of how much bad news you hear, there's still some good news. One older couple was going to move out of one home. They didn't really have another home to go to, but they had a daughter that would take them in. That was going to be something to have to move to the daughters and then later on move to another, make another move. But God worked with their finances. They was able to get another home. And they didn't have to move from their home to the daughters and then make another move. God worked for them. God still answers prayer in 2012. Has He helped you in 2012? Has He? Has He been good to you in 2012? Has He blessed you? Share it with somebody else. And when you think of America going down, David said, I would have fainted if I'd failed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Sit down and think of the good things of America. Yes, amen. Is it good to be here tonight? Is it good that our brothers can still go to foreign lands and tell the gospel story? Is it good that we don't have to go through checkpoints? There's other good things. Our brethren can go into have jail services. The sisters can go into the jails. There are still some good things in this country, folks. Is everything good? Oh, no. But there's still some good here. And if they come up and said to me, you can go to wherever and relocate and live. Not leaving America. God's still working in 2012. He still wants to save souls. He can still keep people saved. Just one, I'm not going to call her name, one sister, husband, has been diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar. It's probably bipolar. And it hasn't always been peaches and cream living with him. But as far as I know, she's still endeavoring, she's still making an effort to live saved. God still heals in 2012. Sister Purvis, would you stand up, miracle woman? Has Has he blessed you this year? More than you can tell. I was talking to a sister that was with her at Monarch Springs during a service, and Sister Purvis was in real trouble. And so this sister went and got some ministers and come prayed for her. Here she is. Folks, God's blessed me in 2012. It's not all been peaches and cream and ease. But He's blessed me. If He's blessed you, tell it. Get some good news going. And spread it. Oh, one sister that she lives in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She didn't have good transportation. In fact, she had no van, and I don't even think it was running. And she called me one day, and I knew she didn't have good transportation. I was in Tuscaloosa one time, and she had a borrowed car to take me around. She called me one day and said, "I got good news." She had been given a car. And since then, the house she lived in wasn't her own, but it was where she lived. A tornado took it. But she told me about this car. Sister LaDonna Adams and her husband come. And they had been going there, was it once a month, to be with her and her aunt in a little service. This time they had a box. And in the box was some keys, or a key. It was to a car that they give her. That's what she told me on the phone. I got good news. Probably nobody here tonight. I was able to have use of a car one time that was given. Maybe you haven't had the box with the key in it, but something good's happened. You had some kind of blessing. Amen. Share it. Amen. The saints need encouragement, don't they? Yes. I want to be able to help encourage and be a blessing. Amen. Some people have gone through some hard things in 2012, haven't they? Some have lost a loved one. Some have had sickness. Some have had different things to happen. But in the face of all of it, Philippians 4 and 8, you know what it is, don't you, Brother Marty? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, what you supposed to do about it? If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. May God help us that if you do hear some bad news, that it don't replay and replay and replay and replay in your mind and affect you. It can bring sadness, depression, worries, anxieties. Would you pray for me that I can do these things? That I can think on these things? May God bless us tonight. God is still alive and well and working. In 2012, let us not have our minds so centered on problems and difficulties and things that affect us or involve us that we lose sight of the good things.
Amen.
Jesus has been so good to me. And He's been good to everybody in here. If He hadn't been, you wouldn't be here tonight, would you, Brother Gerald? May God bless us. Our Father, oh, help us to be thankful. Help us to appreciate the good things You've done for us. Give us eyes to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Help us that our minds will be cleansed from the bad things that we hear. They won't stick in our minds and affect us and bring us down. Lift us up above all the things that's going on in this old world. As it's going to get worse and worse, help us to still be above it. Give us the ability to think upon this instruction in Philippians 4 and 8. Oh, we need Your help, Father. We desperately need You. So bless us, Lord, that we can think of the positive and eliminate the negative out of our thoughts. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. May You do good things in this meeting. That good news can go out of this. Services. Blessing every one of them. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen. Jesus has been so good. No other friend.
154.